This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. As you probably heard us report, the King County Council passed an ordinance which says we are not going to use facial recognition technology in searching out criminals. That was fairly controversial within the council, but also with a group called the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. Daniel Castro is the vice president of that group. And so tell me, first of all, about what you guys do.
Sure. I'm with a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank based out of Washington, D.C. We look at policies around the world that are focused on innovation and technology.
And what was it that bothered you about what the King County Council did?
Well, what was surprising to me is that they seem to be basing their decision on no real evidence. So this ban was primarily based on the idea that facial recognition technology is inaccurate and highly biased towards people with darker skin and sometimes women. But when you look at the testing that's come out from the federal government, the best performing facial recognition algorithms now perform not only better than any human, but they exhibit basically no bias. And so, you know, to ban the technology because of those concerns is really misguided. And the use and procurement of the technology across the entire county is prohibited. So you can't even use the technology, for example, to, you know, unlock a door.
So you're saying this is based on an outdated study. So which one are we talking about here? How many years old is it? And what did it get wrong? Or was the technology just that bad back then?
Well, so there's two things. I mean, one, the ACLU. The ACLU did a report on this, the ACLU of California specifically. And they never released their data. They never released their methods, even when outsiders have asked to look at it and validate it. And that's been a motivation for many of the laws that we've seen around the country. And the other thing that came out was there were a number of studies that looked at facial analysis. So facial recognition is when you match one photo to another photo. Facial analysis is when you look at a photo and you try and decide, you know, is this person old or young? Are they male or female? And that technology has been shown to have some racial biases. But facial recognition, where you're matching one photo to another, in the most recent tests, the best performing algorithms show no bias.
And when were those studies done?
Late 2019.
So you mentioned to me earlier, just in passing, that this is actually more reliable and less biased than relying on eyewitnesses?
That's right. I mean, right now, we still, of course, do facial recognition ourselves. People aren't very good at recognizing and matching people. That's actually the cause of a number of misidentifications in the past. And what this technology does is it allows you to do this at a much more accurate level and more reliably than you could do with a human. Also, of course, at a much faster speed when time is of the essence.
Now, have you brought this up to the ACLU, and are you asking them to change the conclusion that they came to based on the earlier data, which you say is outdated?
Yeah, we've asked them to release the data. We've asked them to release their methods, and they haven't. You know, the problem is the ACLU has, of course, longstanding opposition to public cameras and surveillance in general. So the fact that facial recognition is being used on some of these images is really secondary to their longstanding opposition. And there, you know, to be clear, there are very good reasons why we might not want police to surveil protests. We have, you know, there are legitimate concerns about policing and racial bias in policing. You know, none of my critique here is to take away from that. What is so much more important than enacting these types of bans is enacting oversight and transparency and accountability in our police departments and law enforcement agencies so that this type of inconclusive police work can't happen.
Daniel Castro is a vice president with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation in Washington, D.C. Dan, thanks very much.
Absolutely.